Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Should a Christian take marijuana? How do you feel about that? Now, if you look at the trends and the tendencies in this country, then the answer would be yes, no problem. But how should we, if we believe God and His Word, look at these things? Now, here's an article by NBC News dated January 1, talking about the liberal images coming out of Washington State, saying that beyond pot and same-sex marriage, Washington also allows physician-assisted suicide, as do Oregon and Montana, and was one of four states that decriminalized abortion prior to Roe v. Wade in 1971. Given their success in Washington and Colorado, certain organizations are looking to push similar campaigns in California and Oregon in 2014 and 16. Both states have legalized medical marijuana, and in California, medical pot has become a booming business since it was approved in 1996. It is estimated that Californians consume 1 million pounds of pot a year. According to that, there are going to be a lot of sick people around in California. It's obviously not just because of medical consumption. This article goes on to say that Washington may not be so far ahead of the rest of the country on social issues such as pot and same-sex marriage. They're saying we are just leading and the rest of the country is following. Now, that might very well be true, but the question still remains, what about you and what about me? NBC News wrote a follow-up article on January 4, 2013, saying, if a California company has its way, recreational marijuana users in Colorado and Washington state will one day be able to get their pot out of vending machines. Such machines are already in use in some states where medical marijuana is legal, but now the maker's founder says the company is working to adapt the machines to comply with new laws in Colorado and Washington where adults can legally use marijuana for recreation. And the Los Angeles Times just wrote on January 13 that at the order of newly elected Mayor Bob Filner, the city is dropping all legal efforts aimed at forcing marijuana dispensaries out of business. Filner, a Democrat, also plans to revisit an issue the city council has shown little eagerness to tackle, the creation of zoning rules to permit marijuana businesses. So we see where that's going. We see that there is really no stopping it, it appears. And here's an article by the New York Times, dated December 20, saying marijuana is, as a practical matter, already legal in much of California. No matter that its recreational use remains technically against the law, marijuana has, in many parts of the state, become the equivalent of a beer in a paper bag on the streets of Greenwich Village. It's shocking from my perspective the number of people that we all know who are recreational marijuana users, said Gavin Newsom, the lieutenant governor. These are incredibly upstanding citizens, leaders in our community, exceptional people. Increasingly, people are willing to share how they use it and not be ashamed of it. The article goes on to say that a study by the California Office of Traffic Safety last month found that motorists were more likely to be driving under the influence of marijuana than under the influence of alcohol. Still, there are limits. No matter how much attitudes in California may have changed, it remains illegal in most of the country, as Californians have been reminded by a series of crackdowns by the Justice Department on medical marijuana use. And here's the crux of the matter, my friends. Even though some states have legalized marijuana use, at least for medical purposes, it is still against the federal law. And the federal law rules the state, which means it is still illegal in the United States of America, no matter what a state may say. CNN reported on December 14. In a statement Monday, U.S. Attorney John Walsh said, the Department of Justice responsibility is to enforce the Controlled Substances Act, and it remains unchanged. Regardless of any change in state law, growing, selling, or possessing any amount of marijuana remains illegal under federal law, Walsh said. Marijuana is listed as a Schedule I drug by the Drug Enforcement Agency, meaning it's dangerous and it has no medical use. And when you go to the website of the Department of Justice, you are informed as follows. Regardless of state law to the contrary, there is no such thing as medical marijuana under federal law. The Department of Justice issued guidance for federal prosecutors in states that have enacted laws authorizing the medical use of marijuana under state law. The guidelines explain that it is likely not an efficient use of federal resources to focus enforcement efforts on individuals with serious illnesses who use marijuana as part of a recommended treatment regimen consistent with applicable state law or their individual non-commercial caregiver. And yes, it is true that President Obama recently said that they will not federally enforce the law against recreational marijuana users because they probably don't have the resources, but whether they have the resources or not, it is still against the law to use, to possess marijuana in the United States of America. The Department of Justice goes on to say on their website that the guidelines do not legalize marijuana. The guidelines explicitly state that marijuana remains illegal under federal law. Now here's another website, marijuanaismedicine.org, which tells us this. First and foremost, marijuana for any use is illegal under federal law. Even if you live in a state that has enacted legislation or passed a ballot initiative that recognizes marijuana's medical utility, you are subject to arrest by federal officials for possession or cultivation of marijuana. Secondly, it is illegal to receive marijuana by mail. Interstate shipment of marijuana is a federal offense, and so is importation of marijuana. And then here is a website by some attorneys over there in Florida having this to say. Federal laws do not differentiate between marijuana used for medical purposes or marijuana used for recreational purposes. Generally, doctors may exercise their right to free speech by recommending the use of marijuana under the First Amendment, but federal law does not allow a doctor to prescribe marijuana. So that's the law. Now, we as Christians are supposed to follow the law. Romans 13 tells us this. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. It says in verse 2, therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Verse 5, therefore you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Verse 7, render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs are due, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor are due. And that is what the Bible tells us. We are supposed to obey the laws of the land. Now, if they conflict with the laws of God, then yes, you have to obey God rather than man, but you can hardly say that the use of marijuana is something which God tells you to do. The passage in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 13 tells you, therefore submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to be king as supreme or to governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. But now apart from the question of the law, which kind of settles it already for us Christians, what about medical use? What about use of marijuana in countries where it's legal? What do we know about marijuana? What do we know about the results? Here is an article which was published several years ago, Should a Christian Smoke Marijuana? Here are some of the symptoms. It says, the most common reaction is the development of a dreamy state of altered consciousness in which ideas seem disconnected, uncontrollable, and freely flowing. Ideas come in disrupted sequences, things long forgotten are remembered, and others well known cannot be recalled. Perception is disturbed, minutes seem to be hours, seconds seem to be minutes. When larger doses are used, extremely vivid hallucinations may be experienced. There are often marked alterations of mood. Most characteristically, there is a feeling of extreme well-being, uncontrollable laughter, but it's often followed by a moody reverie. Occasionally, the depressed mood may be the initial and predominant reaction. With the larger doses, panic states and fear of death have been observed. Illusions are not uncommon, and the feeling of being a dual personality may occur. Even with smaller doses, behavior is impulsive. Random ideas are quickly translated into speech, violent, and aggressive behavior. We have been writing in our weekly updates on marijuana and the trend of this country, and we have received several comments. Here's one comment, a reaction. It says, I have heard that marijuana is not addictive, but I must say, if it weren't, why do those who smoke it spend so much time doing whatever they can to get it? From the time they get up, the goal is to get high. They'd be friends with people they don't really like just in case they can get weed from them. And then this person gives some experiences with those who had been smoking it. I have had my jewelry stolen even when I was home. It says I have had over $1,000 taken from a bank account. Over 300 overdraft fees I had to pay. My apartment was ransacked because someone in my house owed the money. I'd buy a cell phone and it would be gone within a week. See, these were reactions of people who wanted money so they could buy marijuana. Now, here's another comment by somebody else. I have to say from experience and in light of my present situation, this stuff is absolutely dangerous and harmful. I consumed marijuana for many years and have to live now with the consequences. There are many psychological problems which plague me. It's difficult for me to work or to be motivated. I am chronically tired and can't concentrate for more than half an hour. I am glad that God got me out of the self-destructive way of life of drug addiction, but I still need to be freed from the resulting damage, which will take time. Well, we pray to God that everyone who wants to get out of this will get the power and the strength to do so. But why would anybody want to go into this, which seems to be so terribly against what God has created us for? God is offering us a spirit which is a spirit of a sound mind, not a spirit of fear and of addiction. So please do yourself a favor and get away from that stuff if you're using it, and don't ever use it if you're tempted. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.